And we're joined on the line by the NHL manager, Dermot O'Brien. Dermot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Well, Dermot, you're bringing your team tomorrow against United Churches. It's the last 16 of the Oscar Traynor Trophy home match. How are things looking up for NHL League?
Yeah, I have to say, Miles, we're delighted to get a home draw. We were less than impressive in the group stages this year. You know, we suffered a 2-1 defeat in Sligo. We scored a last-minute winner against Donegal to win 2-1 in McGinn Park. And then in our final group game against Cavan Monaghan, I have to say we're probably fortunate. Even though we missed a penalty to escape on a little draw, we could easily have lost that one at the death because we were pushing hard to win it. But at the end of the group stages, it was the head-to-head victory over Donegal, which propelled us through. As I said, wasn't happy with the performances before Christmas, but I have to say, on the other side of the coin, we've been very impressive with two top-quality friendlies against Institute and Finn Harps. The performances were very, very good in those two. The weather probably has hindered us a wee from the fact that we didn't get together as much as we normally do. But that said, we had another good session last night. All the players were in McGinn. We had a good session last night and now looking forward to the game tomorrow night.
You're taking on United Churches. What do you know about United Churches?
Very little, apart from the fact that they're based in Dublin. There's nearly 90 teams in their league. They finished runners-up in their group, as we did in our group. They were behind the Meath League, who won all three games in their group. We give them the respect that they deserve. You know, they finished runners-up in their group, as I said, and we were the same in our group. They're taking the game seriously. They're travelling down tonight and staying in the Lake of Shadows in Moncana. And early kick-off tomorrow to facilitate them traveling at 12 o'clock.
And how is your own team? Have you a full squad to select from?
No, unfortunately, we have three players injured from the squad at the minute. With Stephen McLaughlin of Glengad broke his collarbone there about 4 or 5 weeks ago, so he's not fit. Terence Doherty picked up a knee complaint 2 weeks ago, and he's out of the game as well. And Carol Donnelly picked up an ankle injury 4 weeks ago, and he hasn't played since. But like, we have an extended squad of 24 players, so it gives an opportunity for other players to come in and show their value.
And have you a set structure as to how you play, or does it depend who you're playing against?
Yeah, well, we've changed this year. Like, I mean, we generally favoured a sort of 4-4-1-1 with a player in what's known as the number 10 role in previous seasons, but we've changed that this year, and we'll probably look a better team for it. We've gone with a 4-1-4-1, which, you know, gives us more license to attack and more players to attack, while giving us the defensive cover of having a player screen across in front of the back four.
And, you know, goals win matches. Have you good strike force?
Yeah, goals win matches. You know, the stats can tell you the teams dominate, you know, 60, 70, 80% possession and still lose the match. So it's about taking your chances when they come along at crucial times. And, you know, goals also change games. Like, I mean, you can be struggling in the game and then, you know, take the one chance away and you can go on and win a game comfortably. But the other side of the coin is that, you know, you can be on top of all over opponents, and if you fail to put away your chances, you can leak one or the other end and all of a sudden you're out. So hopefully we take the chances that we can create and hopefully look for the one tomorrow to get into the next round.
And no other games on, so I presume you'd expect a lot of the players that play in the NHL League to come and watch the match tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we'd encourage all players that play in the league to come and watch, and, you know, it'll give you an idea of what type of football that the league squad are capable of playing, and any of them have ambitions to get into the league squad in future seasons, give them an idea of the standard and what we expect.
Well, while, you know, you mentioned the United Churches League have 90 teams. You don't have 90 teams in your league, but it's quite competitive at the top of both the Premier Division and the First Division, so you should have a good selection there.
Yeah, both divisions are extremely competitive this year. Again, I think it's, you know, 1 or 2 years you would have had maybe teams going ahead of the divisions and maybe comfortable winners, but that hasn't been the case in our leagues in the last number of years, and that's sort of reflective of the amount of work that's been going on the ground in all clubs, you know, from the underage structure all the way up to the junior structure. And you know, it's fantastic to see good competitive leagues, no matter what league you're in.
Mm-hmm. Well, all we can say is wish you the best of luck tomorrow, Dermot, and we'll speak to you tomorrow afternoon.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Miles.
Thank you very much indeed, Dermot O'Brien, and his own league manager.